Two men standing in a doorway called out to Arrigo and waved him over. "Ciao, subito, subito. I'll be right with you," he said. Then, turning back to me, "Well, that's it. As I told you, it's not a very nice story." The episode of the disappearing papers became a turning point in the fortunes of the Ezra Pound Foundation. Jane had told Olga she had moved the papers to keep them from being damaged in high water, but it was plain to everyone that the ground floor of Arrigo Cipriani's magazzino was at virtually the same level as Olga's, and therefore no safer. Harold Baum, a sculptor, told me Jane had enlisted his aid in moving the papers. Jane asked me if I would help her move some furniture. It was Christmas time. I said okay, because she had a certain power in the art world. She could make connections between rich people and artists. And at the time, I was hoping she would find me a big commission. But when I arrived at Olga's house, I found out we would be moving papers, not furniture. Jane said the papers were very valuable and that if they were left in Olga's house, someone might steal them or Olga's family might sell them. Jane spoke as if we were doing something heroic. But I noticed that while Philip and I were moving the papers out of the house, Jane was keeping Olga occupied in conversation upstairs. I did not think Olga was aware of what we were doing, and it made me nervous. I knew she had a kind of Alzheimer's. Everybody knew it. I was afraid Olga was being duped, and that I had been duped into helping. I was worried I'd be arrested, especially when Jane said afterwards, "Be sure you don't tell anybody about today," or "Peggio per te," "It will be bad for you." Friends of Olga's, their suspicions already aroused, became alarmed when the episode of the missing papers occurred. Several people called Mary Durakovilts and implored her to come down to Venice quickly and find out what was happening. Walter and his father, Boris Durakovilts, came in her stead and asked Olga to show them the foundation's legal papers. Olga said she had none. Jane Rylands had them. When Boris and Walter finally read the documents, they understood what Olga had done. And finally, so did Olga. To Christopher Cooley, Olga said simply, "What a fool I was. Oh, what a fool I was." Having discovered that the foundation was the instrument through which her mother had virtually disinherited her, Mary Durakovilts sought help from friends in Venice. One of the people she appealed to was Lisolotta Hoss, an Austrian artist who lived near the San Trovaso gondola workshop, not far from Olga. Lisolotta and her late husband, the lawyer Giorgio Manera, had been friendly with both Olga and Pound, and had made it a tradition over the years to invite them for Christmas dinner. After Pound's death, Olga had expressed a desire to create a foundation in Venice dedicated to Pound's memory, and Lisolotta had tried to help her. She accompanied Olga to a meeting with the head of the Cini Foundation, and on Olga's behalf went on her own to see the heads of the Marciana Library and Palazzo Grazzi. But she was not able at the time to secure any commitments.